You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to market your skills. This is super important, guys, because everyone has a skill that they're good at, but the problem is that they don't know how to get the message out there that, you know, it could be valuable for people to purchase their services, right? So before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know has been struggling to quit the rat race, the 9-to-5, the job they don't like. And always remember that not all 9-to-5 jobs or all corporate jobs or all full-time jobs are like that. There are so many people that are super happy and fulfilled with what they're currently doing, working for someone else, but this is for someone that is not happy and they're stuck in their current situation. So if you know anyone in that situation, do them a favor, send them these episodes, you'll make them super happy. So the first point that I wanted to talk about is find out what you're good at first, all right? And the reason why this is huge, game changers, is because there's a big difference between being passionate about something and being good at something, all right? You have to try things out. How would you ever know if you're good at, for example, building websites if you've never tried it? So your first goal here is to try several different things, buy small courses online, do tutorials online. There is a ton of free content out there, even if you don't want to spend any money, and try them out. See what you're good at. Once you know that, the second point is to double down on the skills that are in demand. So once you figure out finally what you're good at and what you want to do, what you need to do is actually go online and see the type of demand that there is for that service. Now, why don't I say the opposite? When I say, look at the demand first and then see what you're good at, I could say that as well, but I've seen in the past a lot of people doubling down on something that they're actually absolutely not passionate about simply because they were driven by, you know, the numbers on the screen, whatever they were doing, all right? So for that reason, you want to balance the two. You don't want to go all in just based on demand, but at the same time, passion is not going to be the only thing that will move you forward in life. We always talk about this in our podcast, all right? So point number three is that you want to reach out to media outlets and offer your expertise for free. This is super important, game changers. If you are a genius in anything, but nobody knows about it, what kind of good can you do? And I understand, you can go online and tell your friends and start maybe a freelance business, and that's all amazing. But at the same time, you're not going to be able to reach the scale that will allow you to quit your job or just make a business out of it. So there's going to be a lot of outlets in any industry, really, that will be writing blog posts or articles about the same topics that you are working on. Why don't you reach out to them? Basically, you have to find maybe a few hours every single week where all you do is put your knowledge out there. Just go there and tell them, give them your expertise for free. That's an amazing way to get your name out there. And then when they're asking you, well, would you want traffic to be sent to? Send them to your website. Of course, you have to create a website, and that's when people will start coming back to you. I've done them in the past. I've been published in several different publications, through from Forbes, Adweek, Fundera, like the list goes on and on. But I had to take the time out of my busy schedule, my already busy schedule, to get my name out there. You need to do your own marketing. Nobody is going to do marketing for you at the very beginning, okay? Point number four, once you have clout, once you have the social proof, reach out to your prospects. This is huge, game changers. The markets out there are all oversaturated. For that reason, if you want to penetrate the new market that you're entering, you need to have some sort of competitive advantage, okay? So if you don't have a competitive advantage and you say, well, I'm just starting out, I'm a small agency, can I help you out? Do you know how many emails and phone calls these business owners are getting on a daily basis? It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna be able to scale your business that way. But if you optimize your LinkedIn, optimize your website for all these new, you know, media publications that have posted about you, and you reach out to business owners and say, hey, I am in your local area, or I'm in, you know, your field, and I have been published on several different blogs and media outlets. To the very least, you will get a phone call with them. They will be more inclined to hear from you, because they will be like, well, I get several phone calls every single day, but in this case, this is a bit different. Let me see what they have to offer. Now, are you going to close every single person you talk to? Of course not. But it's that competitive advantage. It's that extra layer of credibility that will propel you forward and will get your business started. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Basically, to wrap this up, means test out as many skills as possible. Find out what you're good at. Find out how the business in that specific niche looks like. Get good at it. Advertise yourself and put your name out there as much as possible. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.